Aquamort. Can we go thrift shopping?
What? Keep a fire
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Come on. Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other nigga got a hip and shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, hold on, he know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button and let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chattown. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl telling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling, front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
What other rap nigga hooded than this? I got rich and I'm still on some hooligan shit. You be rapping by a blow, I don't move in the shit. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing the shit. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing the shit. And if I catch another case, I know it's true to be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime.
What up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6, where I will be your host every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning in with your girl. A little bit about me before we start. I'm in my last year here at DU, and I'm so excited to finally be done. I love television shows, pretty much any show that you watch. I probably watched and finished it in about a week, about a year ago. Yeah, it's that serious. I also love Beyonce. I'm such a big fan of her, it's ridiculous. I swear she's like family, whereas if anyone talks anything bad about her, I will get defensive. Other things I do enjoy is food, news, and some good music. And that's what I hope to bring you guys. Maybe not the food, but the news and music for sure. Every Tuesday, I will be with you talking about a variety of topics like women who are taking on the world by storm, all that juicy and trashy celebrity gossip, and finding that one clown of the day who just didn't get it right. I hope you enjoy tuning in with me, DJ Nyx, here at radio.dominican.edu. Let's start off this show with some Beyonce Flawless featuring Nicki Minaj, the remix. And can I say, I waited long enough to hear this remix come out, and I'm so excited they worked together, and it turned out to be fire. So here is Flawless remix featuring Nicki Minaj by Beyonce.
Beyonce in that lingerie on that Chardonnay. It's gonna touch down on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Barbie and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm Billy Rick like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good if wish I was your baby mom. Want me to go around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this like elevators. Of course, sometimes it should go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes it should go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Post up, round round in it, glossing on that. This diamond, my diamond, this rock, my rock. I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
Everyone to feel like this.
I wanna be free. I wanna just live inside my Cadillac. That is my.
You ain't on a team, you playing for team D. Cause we A-list, cause we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drinking my cup like this. All this on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless dicks. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless cause they modern pretty. Love that. I be on a grizzly. Throw that back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney.
He want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, get and eat the cookie face. Rod.
And that was Beyonce Flawless featuring Nicki Minaj, the remix. So this segment is what I love to call Hate It or Love It, where I will pick something or someone that's trending right now and figure out whether or not I hate it or I love it. So a few weeks ago, Apple unveiled their newest Apple products, the iPhone 6 Plus and the iWatch. Of course, with Apple's great marketing, the products became so hyped that everyone had to have the newest thing. The iWatch is basically your very own James Bond super spy watch. If you can track your heart, it can track your heartbeat and even taps on your wrist and tell you whether or not to turn left or turn right, which comes in handy when you're driving. And the iPhone 6 is just a fatter version of the iPhone 5s, but the one cool thing that I do love is the Apple Pay. Here's a snap from the Apple show that premiered last week. Well, it's not working. So I'm the type of person who forgets to grab their wallet or just plain loses it.
It's so easy to lose your card. It's so easy to lose your card or have it compromised. It's no wonder that people have dreamed of replacing.
Basically, we went into the Apple store and we actually bent the iPhone 6 Plus. Now, we actually spoke to one of the Apple people and he did say the iPhone 6 cannot be bent, or the 6 Plus cannot be bent. I asked.
It's always his turn.
So that's not working for me right now. So the Apple Pay is convenient for those type of situations that happen pretty much every day for me. According to the Apple site, paying in stores happens in one natural motion. There's no need to open an app or even wake up your display. Thanks to the near field communication, or NFC, the antenna in the iPhone 6. So when you check out a store, just hold the iPhone near the contactless reader with your finger on the Touch ID. You don't even have to look at the screen to know your payment information was successfully sent. A subtle vibration beeps and lets you know. Some participating banks for the Apple Pay include American Express, Chase, and Wells Fargo. The Apple Pay has already been accepted at 220,000 stores and still counting. Some of the stores include Bloomingdale's, Nike outlets, and even McDonald's. Apple Pay will be available in October, just in 1 month. So far, for my verdict for this hate it or love it, is these new Apple features is I love it. However, the first time Apple usually tries to release something new, sometimes it never goes as well as they expect it to be. Rumors have been going around that the iPhone 6 Plus, which is basically has the same features as a regular 6, just with a much bigger screen, but supposedly has the ability to bend. Cool, right? I mean, everyone wants a cell phone that can bend to help fit in your pockets. Just kidding, don't do that. So somewhere in the UK, two 15-year-old boys decided to test out this supposed flaw. So in a 15-minute video, the boys step into the Apple store somewhere in England and try to bend the iPhone 6 Plus. That's not working for me. So the boys put so much pressure on the phone when while bending it, the screen actually pops out and the boys totally freak out. So the boys go on nonchalantly and ask an Apple employee whether or not the new phone does bend. But the employee denies it and says that's just an internet rumor. They even started hashtagging the issue, and it's hashtag Bengate. And there have been memes that are going around viral about this issue. But these two boys are not the only one trying to figure out if this is true. There are reports that there are damaged iPhones throughout all the Apple stores. Apple stores have acknowledged that there are issues with the new iPhones bending, but they said they've only released 9 official complaints. With the hate it or love it verdict on this iPhone 6 Plus, let's go for hate it. There's a lot of videos going around proving that this actually happens. So let's stick with the hate it, love the iWatch and the Apple Pay, hate the Plus. So that's it for this week's Hate It or Love It segment. Let's see what the world has in store for us next week. This new track is one of my favorite artists and such a throwback to back then is what I have. It's called Nothing by Jeremy Passion.
Push me down. There's no chance when you're around. Honey, we'll make it. And nothing can stop us. And nothing can stop us now. The view of the ocean and colored leaves of the fall, they boast of their beauty. But darling, you surpass them all. I've been blessed with the privilege of loving you, babe. You're proof that God makes no mistakes. And oh, what a beautiful girl he made. And when the rain pours in full force, it tries to ruin all of our plans, but it can't. Oh no, it can't. There's not much the world can do to keep me away from you. I am committed to make sure these dreams we have come true. And gravity tries to push me down. There's no chance when you're around. Honey, we'll make it. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop. And when life's an unstoppable force, and it tries to take us off course, we'll be immovable. Oh, and when dreams, as beautiful as it may seem, it ain't better than reality. 'Cause baby, we're better. There's not much the world can do to keep me away from you. 'Cause I am committed to make sure these dreams we have come true. And gravity tries to push me down. There's no chance when you're around. Honey, we'll make it. Nothing can stop us, nothing can stop us now.
And that
What's
was
up, everybody?
Nothing by Jeremy Passion. So this is a part of my show where I would like to feature a new artist with some new music every week. So over the weekend, I had the chance to finally see and meet Jeremy Passion. I love the guy since I was 12, and I've been anticipating to see him ever since. And he already sounds great in his videos, but sounds so much smoother and so much more beautiful in person. I was so nervous to go and meet him, but he is really one of the most humble and down-to-earth singers out there. So a lot of the YouTube stars let the internet fame get to them, but he's been doing this for 10 years, and I say he's been the same guy since then. So according to his website, jeremypassion.com, Jeremy Passion Manongdo is a singer-songwriter known for his soulful, melodic voice and delivers his music with messages on love, faith, love, life, and faith. Born and raised in San Francisco, he grew up with an immense appreciation for music. At the age of 4, he taught himself how to play piano, and at 15, started songwriting. By the following year, he was self-taught on the guitar and developed his talents into his signature style today. He's considered a YouTube sensation to his fans and his musical peers. He's acknowledged as a pioneer of the acoustic R&B and soul movement on the internet. Passion was one of the first Asian Americans to go viral with his famous original songs, one of my favorites, Lemonade, and another song called Well Done, with his acoustic covers of So Sick and Cater to You featuring Melvin. His subscriber base has exceeded 240,000 followers and has over 37 million channel views. Passion is a well-versed in travel, and he has toured across North America and internationally in more than a dozen countries. He has performed with artists including Colby Calais, Kirk Franklin, Bobby Valentino, Joy Coy, Ernie Halter, Elaine Clark, and Guapel, and among others. In addition to writing and vocal talents, he's also an up-and-coming producer, creating tracks for Taboo from Black Eyed Peas, Slim from 112, and Megan Michelle, and more. Aside from his love for music, Passion has a heart for people. After doing volunteer work in Ghana in 2007, he has inspired to initiate the Empty Suitcase Project in Tanzania, a music and art project with a mission to provide kids with an opportunity to find their own creative passion. Passion hopes to take the Empty Suitcase Project to the Philippines in the near future. He believes that his music has the power to change things. So the essence of Passion's music with a message is to offer inspiration. He feels that what might sound good mainstream often lacks in substance, and he strives to be a positive role model in both the music industry and his everyday surroundings. In late 2011, Jeremy Passion teamed up with producer Jesse Barrera, formerly from the San Diego-based band My American Heart, and independently released his full-length album, For More Than a Feeling, along with a concept EP entitled Pixelated. For More Than a Feeling reached number 4 on the iTunes R&B Soul Chart, and Pixelated, dedicated to long-distance relationships, reached the number 9 spot. He is currently in process of writing and producing his new album, which is set to release at the end of 2014. There you go for this week's new artist feature. That was Jeremy Passion with Nothing. So make sure you stay looking for his new album, which will be released, like I said, at the end of 2014. You can check out more of his music at his YouTube channel, Jeremy Passion. Most all of his social media is the same thing, his Twitter, his Instagram. And he lives a pretty interesting life with traveling everywhere. So check him out, Jeremy Passion. And right now, for this next song, I got for you guys some Jeremiah featuring YG, Don't Tell Him, which is a slapping song lately, but I'm currently liking.
Rhythm is a dancer, I need a companion, girl, I guess that must be you. Body like the summer, fucking like no other, don't you tell them what we do. Don't tell them, you ain't need, don't tell them, you ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need, don't tell them, you ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. No, you say you're down with it, won't tell them how you hit the ground with it. Girl, you know I'm from Chicago, I act a fool, Bobby Brown with it. In it, nobody take me out though, you got gifts, bring them down to South Pole. Marathon, girl, I put them out, don't you worry about it, I gon' work it out. Only is you got me feeling like this. Oh, why? Love it while grabbing the rhythm, your hips. That's right. Rhythm is a dancer, I need a companion. Girl, I guess that must be you. Body like the summer, fuck you like no other. Don't you tell them what we do. Don't tell them, you ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't even, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. Girl, you fool with it, but you know I know what to do with it, I know what to do. I give you that, girl, I'm talking laps, as if you got a pool in it. You see she ain't with your best friends, then let me be a diamond. You know you feel like your boy, press play, just keep that ass rewinding. You got me feeling like this. Oh, why? Love it while grabbing the rhythm, your hips. That's right. Rhythm is a dancer, I need a companion. Girl, I guess that must be you. Body like the summer, fucking like no other. Don't you tell them what we do. Tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't even, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't even, you ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them.
934-8616, I got a missed call from your bitch. She been plotting on me for a cool minute. She wanna suck my dick and I'm cool with it. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh. There's some Twitter pussy I met on the internet. On my late night thirsty, cause it was late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Yeah.
Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored under fake names. Her nigga think she favorite, but she run the game. Yolo, so take me out these polos, and we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why?
I love it while grabbing the rhythm, your hips.
That's right.
Rhythm is a dancer. I need a companion.
What's up,
body like the summer, fucking like no other. Don't you tell them what we do. Don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them.
That was Jeremiah, Don't Tell Him. So this week, every week, I'll be announcing a female who is taking the world by storm. I call this part of my show, Who Run the World? Girls. So someone who is breaking barriers, changing the universe, and making an empire of herself. For this week, empowering female we have today is a classy and intelligent Emma Watson. If you do not know who Emma Watson is, she started off her career as an actress playing in the multi-million movie and industry, the Harry Potter series, as Hermione Granger. At one point, she was busy filming the last of the Harry Potter movies and also getting her college education on at one of the Ivy League schools, Brown University, which she recently graduated this year with a bachelor's degree in the English literature. So basically, Emma Watson is really Hermione Granger in real life. But in the last week, she sent a message that everyone needs to hear. She recently became an UN Goodwill Ambassador and gave off a speech to kick off her He for She campaign. According to the site, heforshe.org, it is a solidarity movement for gender equality that brings together one half of humanity in support of the other of humanity for the entirety of humanity. So in shorter terms, the entire humanity gets together to better the whole humanity. If that makes any sense. So through your speech, Watson made compelling points to spread the campaign.
When I was 8, I was confused at being called bossy because I wanted to direct the plays that we would put on for our parents, but the boys were not. When at 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 15, my girlfriends started dropping out of their beloved sports teams because they didn't want to appear muscly. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings, I decided that I was a feminist. If men don't...
So most people refer to the definition of feminism in a negative connotation, or as Emma pointed in her speech, as strong, too aggressive, and anti-men. If a woman points out that she is a feminist, she sometimes gets looked down upon and looked differently. A woman who just wants equal rights is looked scary. Come on, world. But Emma is trying to change that and spread a different view and is inviting men to help spread gender equality.
Have to be aggressive in order to be accepted. Women won't feel
compelled. Let me play that for you guys real quick.
If men don't have to control, women won't have to be controlled. Both men and women controlled, both in order to be accepted. When I was 8, I was confused at being called. Women won't feel compelled to be submissive. If men don't have to control, women won't have to be controlled. Both men and women should feel free to be sensitive. Both men and women should feel free to be strong. It is time that we all perceive gender on a spectrum instead of two sets of opposing ideals. If we stop defining each other by what we are not and start defining ourselves by who we are, we can all be freer. And this is what He She is about. It's about freedom.
Emma gives examples of experience that isn't strange or foreign. She watched her male friends unable to express their emotions so they won't appear feminine, and her female friends just quit sports because they didn't want to appear muscly. All the things she lists in her speech, any woman or man can relate. Emma, just being a few years older than me, is relatable for my generation. I pretty much grew up with Emma, Vanity Fair writes. Her role as Hermione Granger, the universally adored heroine of the Harry Potter series, gives her an automatic in with the female and male millennials. This is a rare case when an actor being conflated with their role might be a good thing. In this way, her widespread influence on young minds who are still forming their opinion on gender roles and advocacy is even stronger than others. I do agree that Emma is the perfect person for this position and campaign. She's been in the public eye since she was about 10 years old, you know, but she did it right. She got an education. She didn't follow the path of drugs and alcohol like most child celebrities end up. I mean, come on, women have been striving for gender equality for 100 years and it's still a thing. So Emma ends her speech with a bang, inviting people to join in for the He For She campaign.
The reality is that if we do nothing, it will take 75 years, or for me to be nearly 100, before women can expect to be paid the same as men. 15.5 million girls will be married in the next 16 years as children. And at current rates, it won't be until 2086 before all rural African girls can have a secondary education. We are struggling for a uniting word, but the good news is that we have a uniting movement.
You can check out the website heforshe.org and sign up for the He For She commitment. You can help spread the word through social media by the hashtagging HeForShe. Celebrities like Harry Styles of One Direction and Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in The Avengers, have supported the movement by posting a picture with the hashtag. So also, a 15-year-old boy wrote a letter to the UK news outlet, The Telegraph, in response to agreeing with her speech. One part of the letter I did like is towards the end, where he stated, "If we want equality, it will take more effort than paying the women the same as men or giving women equal opportunities. So we must all make an active decision to change our language. We must stop pressuring each other to fit stereotypes, which more often than not leaves us feeling repressed and unable to express ourselves. We must not let gender define us." So that's written by Ed Holsom of St. Albans, Hertfordshire. So shout out to Ed in Hertfordshire. So that's it for your Girl of the Week, the intelligent and always classy Emma Watson. Make sure you check out for the He For She campaign at heforshe.org. Spread the awareness, spread this great cause that she's starting. And you're listening to me here at DJ Nyx at radio.dominican.edu. Right now I have one of my favorite songs at the moment, and that goes hand in hand with personal empowerment. Here is Meghan Trainor with All About That Bass. And right after, I got your clown of the day.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine, working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back.
Little more. you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, because you know I'm all about that.
That was All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor. So this is a segment that I like to call Clown of the Day. So I first heard this story on my drive to school and I could not believe it. So 20-year-old Walter Earl Morrison of Phoenix was working for UPS at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Morrison takes a box. So he takes a box. He does the deliveries and stuff. He puts it under his shirt and goes to the bathroom to open it. Morrison was hoping to open the box and find some cash money, but instead, you know what he finds? He finds a diamond. But Morrison wasn't aware that this precious jewel was the biggest come up he ever came up with. So this diamond was actually worth $160,000.
This heist happened on the hot tarmac at Sky Harbor. The suspect, not accused of jumping the fence or sneaking in, Walter Morrison was allowed to be here. The 20-year-old was a UPS employee unloading a plane. Police say a package went missing, and inside the box that vanished was a $160,000 diamond.
So instead of trying to find the cash value of the diamond or figure out a logical way of selling the diamond, Morrison decides to hit up his local drug dealer and trades in the 160,000 diamond.
Doesn't bother you when men lust after
like
your
I said,
wife?
I mean, the $160,000 diamond gem for just $20 worth of marijuana. You know, you think that would be a joke. Like, hey, did you hear about the guy who finds a $160,000 diamond and trades it in for $20 worth of weed? But no, there is no punchline here. So he had $160,000 in his lap. That's enough to put out a down payment of a house, buy a new car, and still have some spending money left over. Not only will he look like a clown in front of his family and friends, but also to the public eye. But now he's unemployed after being fired from his position at UPS and has also been charged by the police with felony theft. So the diamond was soon recovered by the police and delivered to its rightful owner. Morrison has yet to make a comment, but good luck to him or wherever he ends up. So, and that's it for your clown of the day, 20-year-old Walter Earl Morrison of Phoenix, Arizona, who traded a $160,000 diamond for $20 worth of marijuana. So next up on this track, I got one of my all-time favorite artists who's actually touring soon. I think he's coming through the Bay. Is Usher with his new track, Good Kisser, off his coming up new album. And right after, I got some news breaks from Lady Boss and Harley D. Falling.
Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. Watch this. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Kush is rolling while she making steak and eggs.
Yeah.
At 5 in the morning, we can only be about to do one thing.
What? See, I told her, the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner, she could be a keeper, cause she's such a good
kisser.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah, you make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she my hero. Get the hero, euros, pesos, francs, and yen.
I ain't wanna trick off either.
I'm staring at your barrel, pull the trigger,
chitty chitty bang bang.
I told her the devil is a lie.
Them other girls can't compete with mine.
You do it so good, you fuck my mind.
You pull it out, then you open by.
You make me want to tap out every time.
Them pretty lips leave me so inspired.
I think I got a winner. Cause she's such a good
kisser.
We be kissing all night. Around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
And that was Usher with Good Kisser. Right now, I got you guys some Harley D and some Bosco. This week's break. So first off, we got Harley D with her 3-minute break.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. A truck dripping rancid juices from thousands of pounds of rotting chicken sat in the heat, attracting flies Thursday at a Western Montana truck stop after an Idaho Trucking Company employee abandoned it at least 3 days earlier. The driver left the trailer containing approximately 37,000 pounds of frozen chicken near the Flying J truck stop west of Missoula after the company refused his request for more money, authorities say. The chicken was worth $80,000. Aisha Johnson with the Missoula City County Health Department said Dixie River Insurance Company was in charge of cleaning up the mess, and it's not a simple job. It involves getting the landfill prepared to receive the load, Johnson told the Missoulian on Thursday. They'll probably have to dig a separate hole for this. Move over, Ben Roethlisberger. There's a new number 7 in Western Pennsylvania. The folks at Valwood Farms in Loretto, Pennsylvania, have named a baby calf Big Ben after the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback because the cow naturally has a number 7 on his head. The farm has posted the calf's picture on its Facebook page, and Clarissa Idle-Wetzwerk, the director of business development for the family-owned food and grocery farm, is hoping Roethlisberger won't mind. She says Baby Ben is awfully cute, so hopefully Big Ben won't mind sharing his namesake. The farm plans to display the calf when it opens its pumpkin patch for business next month. two amorous donkeys, Napoleon and Astusia, who were separated because of an outcry over their lovemaking, have been reunited at a zoo in Poland. The couple, together for 10 years, got into trouble when mothers expressed outrage that children had to witness their mating. A local conservative official, Lydia Duziak, took up their cause and persuaded the director of the zoo to have the animals put in separate pens. Thursday, the zoo acknowledged making a mistake and said the donkeys are again in one pen after about a week apart. The interruption of the long-standing romance turned into national news item in Poland in the past few days. Nearly 7,000 people signed a petition to have them reunited. Two fan pages appeared on Facebook devoted to their cause, with a total of nearly 10,000 likes and a photo of donkeys in the act. Experts weighed in, saying the separation could hurt their psychological well-being, and politicians were asked about it on the country's leading news program. In their decade together, Napoleon and Astusia have produced six offspring, including their two-month-old, Tadusi.
I'm Harley D, signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
And next up, we have Bosco, Lady Boss, with her story.
This is a world premiere.
I done been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry.
Welcome to your Bosco break. As you may know, we live in the age of computers, but few of us really know who invented them. Because most of the pioneers were part of collaborative teams working in wartime secrecy, they aren't as famous as Edison, Bell, or Morse. But one genius, the English mathematician Alan Turing, stands out as a heroic, tragic figure, and he's about to get his due in a new movie, The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, which won the top award at the Toronto Film Festival earlier this month and will open in theaters in November. The title of the movie refers to a test that Turing thought would someday show that machines could think in ways indistinguishable from humans. His belief in the potential of artificial intelligence stands in contrast to the school of thought that argues that the combined talents of humans and computers working together as partners will always be more creative than computers working alone. Despite occasional breathless headlines, the quest for pure artificial intelligence has so far proven disappointing. But the alternative approach of connecting humans and machines more intimately continues to produce astonishing innovations. As the movie about him shows, Alan Turing's own deeply human personal life serves as a powerful counter to the idea that there is no fundamental distinction between the human mind and artificial intelligence. Turing displayed a trait that is common among innovators. In the words of his biographer Andrew Hodge, he was slow to learn the indistinct line that separated initiative from disobedience. He taught himself early on to keep secrets. At boarding school, he realized he was homosexual, and he became infatuated with a classmate who died of tuberculosis before they graduated. During World War II, he became a leader of the teams at Bletchley Park, England, that built machines to break the German military codes. Feeling the need to hide both his sexuality and code-breaking work, Turing often found himself playing an imitation game by pretending to be things he wasn't. He also wrestled with the issue of free will. Are our personal preferences and impulses all predetermined and programmed, like those of a machine? These questions came together in a paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, that Turing published in 1950. With a schoolboy sense of fun, he invented a game, one that is still being played and debated, to give meaning to the question, can machines think? He proposed a purely empirical definition of artificial intelligence. If the output of a machine is indistinguishable from that of a human brain, then we have no meaningful reason to insist that the machine isn't thinking. On June 7, 1954, Turing committed suicide by biting into an apple he had laced with cyanide. He had always been fascinated by the scene in Snow White in which the wicked queen dips an apple into a poisonous brew. He was found in bed with froth around his mouth, cyanide in his system, and a half-eaten apple by his side. Now, was that something a machine would have done? That's all for your Bosco break. Back to the show.
And that was Harley D and Bosco with the news breaks today. So right now I got some Bruno Mars Treasure up for you.
Give me that old school love right now. You know.
Baby squirrel, use a sexy motherfucker.
Give me your, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Ooh, oh, I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Ooh, oh, oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine.
That was Bruno Mars with Treasure. So to end this day off, I got some dirty talk for you guys. So dirty talk is where I share the juiciest, raunchiest, and trashiest celeb gossip out there. So right now, which couples are reaching their end, who's in rehab again, and did they actually do that? So for this week's segment of dirty talk, it is divorces, divorces, divorces. So for the first round, is the one I found most shocking is the breakup of Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa. So a little bit backstory here of the couple. So they've been married for about a year and also have a one-year-old son together. The couple met through Twitter after Wiz said during an interview that if he could be with any girl in the world, it would be Amber. So Amber hit him up on Twitter, and after that, they pretty much hit it off. So but with the recent stories of their divorce, who knows what went down with them. So Wiz came by 106.1 KML, the local hip-hop and R&B station here in the Bay, just a month ago and had an interview with the host, Shay Diddy, and spoke about his wife.
Oh, so she's hot.
You're like, you like
I lust after her every day, too.
I hate you.
Hey.
So Wiz was always sweet to his girl, and you can see through social media that Amber is not the kind of girl who hides her relationship. But the rumor mill has been going crazy with reports on what went wrong with them. There have been accusations that Amber had cheated on Wiz with her new manager, Nick Cannon, but she went on Twitter and said, "I would never ever cheat on my husband in a million years. I think you guys know this. Unfortunately, now my ex-husband can't say the same. I'm devastated and crushed, but my main focus is Sebastian. Thank you for all the support in this difficult time." So a source told E! News that the couple has had some marital issues for some time now. According to TMZ, Amber is putting the blame on Wiz on their marriage falling apart. She felt he has been getting around, you know, getting around, since his tour kicked off in July. Amber is telling friends that she wanted to join Wiz on tour, but he came up with excuses for her not to go. Another update that makes the story even crazier is that Amber walked in on Wiz with another woman at 2 a.m. on the day before she filed for divorce on September 22nd. TMZ says Wiz moved out his own place several weeks before the divorce, which is where Rose would eventually discover him cheating. But you can say Amber is still in, like, you know? They did sign a prenup before getting married. TMZ was told that Amber will be enforcing the agreement because she will get more money in her one-year marriage than she would without a prenup. So she will get a one-time $1 million payout. But she did ask for a spousal support addition to her million that is being decided. Amber is asking full legal and physical custody of their son Sebastian, which will ultimately be determined by a judge. So now breakup number two, Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo. Although the musical couple was not married, they were together for 3 years and were engaged to be married. He even made a whole song about it.
I'll say, well, you.
So there have been rumors of cheating and his rising status in the music industry led to the 3-year relationship. In a recent interview with KISFM, he said that there was a lot of tension in their relationship for a lot of different reasons, and that every relationship has its ups and downs, and when you stop having more good times than bad times, it's time to call it quits. So he also let Ryan Seacrest know that there is no future reconciliation with them, and that although they did not end on good terms, they're still trying to be amicable about it. But Jordan is also staying strong and still moving forward. After the reveal of their breakup, she tweeted, "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened." She made an appearance yesterday at the Today Show and did not shy away from the question concerning their breakup.
So I feel like a lot of people are watching this and they've been reading about you. I love you, and I read about you in the paper. You. And when I read about the breakup, it did kind of, it was painful to me because I know your heart. And I know, are you okay? Or?
I'm good, actually. You know, the funny thing is I read this quote the other day. Actually, no, it was yesterday. And it said, when something unexpected happens in your life or you think something bad happens, just say plot twist and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
She also discussed how she's keeping herself busy. She just released her new film, Left Behind, and she has been in the recording studio making a whole lot of new music. So good luck to them in the future. I hope they do find some real love, because they did make a cute couple, and I thought they were going to follow through. So for the final divorce of the day, Bruce and Kris Jenner. Since the Jenner Kardashian clan are not one to put their private matters, you know, private, everyone was aware of their dwindling marriage. They had been struggling with their relationship and announced last October that they have been legally separated. The surprise to the story is that Kris did this whole entire media blitz last year stating that they would not get a divorce, but almost a year of separation, she filed for the divorce papers last Monday. Bruce also submitted the same papers last week and requested joint custody of their youngest daughter, Kendall. The couple did not sign a prenup, but TMZ reports that their net worth of $60 million was split amicably between one another. Kris seems to be doing fine, as she has been spotted out and about with younger men, while Bruce, you know, has still been walking around with his wedding band on. So I love the Kardashians and I enjoy their show, even though it has no educational value or anything, but they've built an empire with their name. Everyone wants to know what the Kardashians are doing, eating, wearing, or vacationing. But love and relationships don't seem to go well with the family. They have all the money and fame in the world, but can't hold a healthy relationship. You know, except Kourtney and Scott, because they seem to do a lot better than they did when they were season one. But I don't know if it's a genetic thing or it's just them in general. But I hope the rest of the family is taking this easy, because this is not a very good thing. And that's it for your Dirty Talk today. Celebrity gossip changes every day, so I can't wait to see what goes on next week. So this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu and signing off today. Make sure you tune in next week from 6 to 7 p.m. Same place, same time, and I promise you it will be a whole lot better than today. So thank you again for tuning in with me, DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for my next mix at 6. Have a good night.